Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this October 21st of 2024. You know, as I was watching some football games or listening to podcasts over the weekend, I, like all of you, were inundated with election ads. But when it came to MAGA Republicans and their anti-Kamala Harris or anti-Michigan Democrats commercials, there was one issue I noticed that they aren't really talking a whole lot about this election year. Not one MAGA Republican ad is mentioning abortion care this year. Not one. For years, these same anti-family, anti-science, and anti-healthcare and anti-freedom Republicans boasted about their anti-abortion care stances and celebrated their positions of ensuring that men had more rights over women. I mean, they shared a mass exuberance when Dear Leader Trump announced in 2016 that there should be some form of punishment for women who receive abortions. And then they partied after Dear Leader put three hardcore MAGA Christian nationalists on the Supreme Court, and national abortion rights, which had been settled law for 50 years, vanished just like that. Then the backlash hit. Women's health and economic rights quickly became the defining issue of the 2022 election, an election that many pollsters and pundits declared would be a red wave. Well, the red wave disappeared, and in Michigan, voters not only enshrined abortion rights in the Constitution, but they handed Democrats the legislative majority to help solidify abortion rights. But you see, those victories could be erased in a couple of weeks if Trump wins again and if Republicans hold on to the House and gain control of the U.S. Senate. There are a slew of close races right here in Michigan, and if Republicans win, they will enact a nationwide abortion ban, overriding Michigan's abortion bans. Yes, I know, Dear Leader and many Republicans say that's not true, but they also supported Supreme Court justices who promised everyone that Roe v. Wade was settled law. And now, these same Michigan Republicans who told us for years how they wanted to ban abortions are now saying it's not really a big issue for them anymore. Michigan MAGA Republican Senate candidate, Florida, Mike Rogers says he'd never, ever support a national abortion ban, even though as a congressman in the 2000s, Rogers supported bills defining life starting at conception and stopping federal approval of the abortion-inducing medication called mifepristone. Florida Mike Rogers' opponent, Democrat Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, has backed abortion rights proposals like establishing the right for healthcare workers to provide abortion, stopping a person who tries to block a woman from receiving out-of-state abortions, and extending abortion rights to service members. You see, that's called freedom. In the fight for Michigan's 7th Congressional District, Democrat Curtis Hertel is running to join Vice President Kamala Harris's promise to codify abortion rights into federal law if Harris wins and if Democrats gain control of Congress. Hertel's opponent, meanwhile, MAGA right-winger Tom Barrett, introduced a bill while in Lansing banning abortion after detection of a quote-unquote fetal heartbeat, and he wanted to ban D&E abortions, which he described as gruesome and barbaric. Everyone, dilation and evacuation abortions are rare and are only done when there are tragic and irreversible problems with the fetus or when those problems are also causing harm to the mother. But Tom Barrett wants to force women to go through the pain of not receiving that necessary and needed procedure. But he says, don't worry, abortion's not really a big deal to him anymore. In Michigan's 8th Congressional District, which includes Bay City, Saginaw, Frankenmuth, and Grand Blanc, Democratic nominee and state senator Kristen McDonald Rivett spent her time in Lansing increasing abortion rights for the women of the state, while her MAGA Republican counterpart, former Trump administration official Paul Young, says he now supports abortion rights for women who've been raped, which he previously opposed. Or look at Michigan's 8th Congressional District, where MAGA extremist Congressman John James is also running away from his past extreme anti-choice stances, like when he declared abortion as genocide. And just 2 years ago, John James said he did not support exemptions for rape or incest. Just 2 years ago. But now John James says, oh, no, I don't care about abortion anymore. Not on my radar. His challenger, by the way, Democrat Carl Malenga, says that he will fight to codify abortion rights into federal law. But MAGA Republicans like John James, Paul Young, Tom Barrett, and Florida Mike Rogers are suddenly very, very quiet when it comes to banning abortion rights. And now they'll just say things like they wouldn't pass anything opposing Michigan's abortion law. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these guys have seen the error of their ways and have seen the light and switched their positions. But like the Detroit Free Press's Nancy Caffer writes, while people are allowed to change their minds or beliefs, someone really ought to tell the folks at Michigan Right to Life who don't seem to have gotten the message. The stridently anti-abortion rights group is endorsing all four of those men. And I'm guessing that's why the latest KFF survey released last week showed abortion rights being the most important issue for women under 30. And I'm also guessing that's why an AARP survey a few weeks ago showed women over 50 trending towards Vice President Kamala Harris in huge numbers over Trump by 12 percentage points. So excuse them for not being very trusting when MAGA Republicans claim that they really don't care about abortion anymore. They know better. Actually, in fact, we all know better. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.